Welcome to the Casual Couch of Gaming, episode 83. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
Are you done texting? Are you done? You want to join us?
All right, I'm good.
It's actually episode 83, version 2.0.
Version 2. I should release the other ruined one.
Yeah.
So everyone can hear what happens when you unplug your mixer board and it records through the onboard speaker of a webcam.
That's under the table.
That's under the desk.
Why is it even plugged in still?
That's a very valid question.
I was jacking around. I found it. I was like...
No, nope. Explanation done.
No, we were looking for
a
way.
Table for jacking off.
Jacking off.
You want to know what it was really for?
Under the table. Okay. Now we know why.
No, because it was up here and it fell.
Ryan, here's what have you been really doing for. In the past?
Let me tell you what it was really for. So there's a website called Bandhub where people will record themselves playing guitar, and then one person will play the drums, and one person will play the bass, and one person will sing.
Okay, that's band with one N.
Yeah.
I'm thinking B-A-N-N-E-D hub.
So, and then everyone puts together as a song.
Okay.
Well, I was going to try to sing a song. Well, then I got really sick.
Okay.
And I've been sick for what? Every other week for the past like 3 months? Apparently I have super AIDS or something. So.
Also, check for his new spinoff deal. Casual Coward's beating it on X Hamster.
Yeah.
Casual Coward's
Are you kidding
fapping?
Me? No, dude. That's on Pornhub.
CCOS.
I'm a classy motherfucker. Pornhub community. Yeah. X Hamster. Get out of here.
Hey, man. You got to start somewhere.
Starting at the top.
That's right. You need a portfolio before you can get on the Pornhub community.
They know who I am.
You know what?
So you finally decided to turn pro, did you?
I'm a frequent commenter.
So, Ryan, I'm going to do something a little different here. I'm going to ask Ryan first.
What?
What have you been doing?
Jacking off on the internet.
I mean, aside the obvious.
Hold on. Let me bring up some links.
Do anything new this past 2 weeks?
What have I done? I've been playing a lot of Borderlands, which has been great because I never got to beat it. So you're going to help me beat it.
He's been beating it.
So Chester's going to help me beat it now.
Whoa. All right.
Little team effort.
Little team effort on the beating.
Lots of coconut oil involved.
Yeah. Smooth like butter. You know, a lot of those new car stealing missions and stuff in GTA. Really, Borderlands is my new stuff. My new old stuff.
We should try to get in on the new four-player missions on GTA.
We should, because they're like actual jobs. It's not like just like online crap where you go steal something, people fuck with you. It like takes you out of the game and puts you in an actual job. So
nice.
It's
like the heists.
Yeah, it's like a heist almost. Yeah. So
you missed out last night. I was playing Borderlands with Dirk and Forrest. Mm-hmm. Forrest was actually on Discord.
He talked?
Dirk heard Forrest's voice for the first time.
Oh, man.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's very fantastic. Excited.
I'm so excited.
Forrest still doesn't have a headset. He's using his phone.
Okay.
Which works.
But yeah, it works.
Yeah. Not bad.
So that was exciting. You should have been there.
I was at the bar drinking 2.5 gallons of beer. We did the math. I drank 2.5 gallons of beer.
10 32-ounce Coors Lights.
And I had a Philly cheesesteak.
At least you didn't drink 2.5 gallons of beer on an empty stomach.
That's right. It's a good cheesesteak. Diapers make the best food.
Jeez.
And then
I love a good cheesesteak.
I bought $40 in jukebox credits, and then I played a whole bunch of Nickelback songs before I left the bar.
You monster.
All you sons of bitches are going to look at this photograph.
So I left before Nicole, and then this morning when she got up, she's like, by the way, I appreciate all the fucking Nickelback. How do you know it was me?
Right? You know what is crazy to me is they'll skip Eminem songs, but they'll let Nickelback play out.
Yeah. Oh, I confronted her about that, and then she says, we don't skip songs in here. Like, bullshit. And now they don't skip him anymore because I fucking called him out. Bullshit.
So, wait, of all the random shit that they play at this bar, they have a problem with Eminem of all things.
Maybe he's just too offensive. But then they'll let me. I played Cannibal Corpse last night just fine. No one cares.
All right.
Maybe they just don't like white people.
That's right. I listen to Toto all the time.
Every fucking time. Yeah, we did listen to Africa.
You missed
last
the rains
night.
Down in Africa?
Of course. Yeah. Of course you did.
Yeah.
I probably got a snap about it.
Probably. There's a snap. We were listening to It Was a Good Day.
Every time they go to the bar, she plays Rains of Africa.
Right.
And snaps her casually drinking a beer with her sister and then shares that every single time.
Yeah, that's the thing you do now.
This is why I don't have Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't have Snapchat. Yeah, I don't understand it. So I go to that bar too much now. I went to get a beer and the bartender said, "Where's Shanna at?" Like, ah, oh, fuck.
God damn it.
Yeah. What about you? What's your life been all about?
Burp.
Oh, you know.
Just burping.
Just burping, man.
Doing the Borderlands 2 thing, of course. I bought a couple of Humble Bundles. I'm getting on the Humble Bundle train because $10 for cheap. Like 8 games.
Yeah.
The current Humble Bundle I have no interest in buying, but last week's was the overwhelmingly positive Humble Bundle, okay. Which was a collection of Steam games, indie games that were got overwhelmingly positive ratings.
Okay.
That could be good and bad.
The Cyberpunk Bartender game, fucking boring as shit. I don't know who is buying and is rating this game.
Market
Dude,
for this
you
game.
Already know, man. It's all these people that fall in love with characters and games.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So boring. But I also played, part of the pack was the Pony Island, which was
solid game, right?
Amazing.
Solid game.
That game was so cool.
Has nothing to do with ponies.
Not a fucking thing, man.
A little bit. Except it's a unicorn. It's obviously a unicorn. It's not even a pony. It's got a goddamn horn coming out of its forehead. Anyway.
Fair enough.
It could be a pony unicorn.
True.
I mean, if it's
pony corn.
A pony corn.
Yeah.
Not coney porn, but pony corn.
Or wouldn't it be a unipony?
A unipony?
Good question.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Probably be a unicorn with dwarfism would be the PC way to put it.
Okay.
But it's a good game. You're stuck in an arcade game fighting Satan to try and escape this arcade game.
It's fucking great.
It's mostly logic puzzles.
It's exactly like Tron.
And this weird side-scroller where you shoot lasers out of the unicorn pony's mouth. It's fucking great. Aspects of it were tedious, but for the most part, it was pretty entertaining. Other than that, I haven't really done much. I watched the Travelers series on Netflix.
Is that the new, what's his face?
The guy from Will
from
and
an
Grace.
Idiot Abroad? Oh, no. I'm thinking there's a new show with the guy from An Idiot Abroad.
It's The Moaning of Life.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so Travelers is a series about people who come back in time to try and save lives.
They come back in time to ticker germs.
So it's Quantum Leap?
They inhabit the body of someone who's seconds away from dying.
All right.
So that they can fuck up the timeline as little as possible. But then part of their mission is to continue that person's life uninterrupted. So they're fucking up the timeline anyway, right?
Yeah, dude. Huh. What the fuck?
But they're also trying to stop these huge events that kill thousands of people. So there's a whole lot of just hypocrisy and silliness. And I feel like the season should have ended after 6 or 8 episodes instead of 20.
They're 20 fucking episodes?
I think so. Maybe it's 12 and felt like 20. No, they're hour episodes.
Oh my God.
That, I was like, why is this still going on?
But yeah, you kept watching it.
But it's I had to finish. I had to know what happened. It was produced and stars Will from Will and Grace.
Oh, he's the producer, too.
He's a producer.
Good for him.
And, like, it started off really cool, and they, like, did all these missions and saved lives, and then it just kept going. It's like, and rule number one, don't take a life, don't take a life, don't save a life. If you know someone's going to die before they die, you're not allowed to intervene. But that's their fucking sole purpose in being there.
What?
Exactly. This makes
my head fucking hurts now. You don't save a life, but you're there specifically to save a life?
To save large amounts of lives. They come from a bleak future where there's only a few thousand people left on Earth.
Oh, that sounds great.
So they're coming back to try and stop all these huge events. Like, they prevent an asteroid from hitting the Earth.
I think I understand what you're saying now. Like, they come back and they take over the life of someone who is going to die, who is inconsequential to the timeline. But they can't fuck time up any further by saving other people.
So they take the place of the person that's dying, mm-hmm. like physically, or do they like get in their brain like Quantum Leap style?
Quantum Leap style.
Huh.
They still look like that person.
So how do they not just fucking die anyways if they were going to die anyways?
Well, like the main guy, Will, he inhabits...
He still Will?
It's like he inhabits the body of an FBI agent.
Okay.
Who was pursuing a murderer, and he died by falling down an empty elevator shaft. It's in a construction site.
Okay.
So he shows up, and some of the other travelers are already there. They already killed the murderer, and they're waiting for him. So seconds before he falls down this elevator shaft, he suddenly starts clutching his head and screaming, and then wakes up and is like, oh, hey, guys.
What's up, bros?
So instead of falling down elevator shaft, he becomes this new person.
Do they catch him or something with like a net?
No, he never fell. He never goes to the elevator shaft.
They inhabit the body before he fell down the shaft.
Okay, because they know in the future that's going to happen.
Exactly.
Like right before this actually happened.
Or like one guy inhabits the body of a heroin addict. So he has to keep doing heroin or he'll like die from withdrawal. But he inhabits the body right before the guy ODs, so he doesn't even do that particular...
That dose right there.
Dose.
Okay.
God damn,
but then there's like people who inhabit bodies, and that person still dies because the cause of death was wrongly reported and like all this other shit.
Oh, okay.
Like they meet this one guy right when he's about to blow his brains out, and he gets inhabited. He's like, oh, hey, I'm Traveler so-and-so. And then he dies from ODing on pills because the guy... did a, like a fail-safe
really,
suicide.
Really wanted to kill himself.
Really wanted to kill himself. It's like in case he chickened out from shooting himself, he took a bunch of pills too.
God damn, that's
so
dedication.
That traveler dies. So it's kind of like who's left in the future if they're all traveling back in time?
It's a valid question.
Maybe that's why there's not very many people in the future. They're all leaving.
They're all
it's
here.
It's a very Terminator type question.
It's a really weird show, and like I said, season one could have ended much sooner.
Ugh.
Huh. We'll have to watch it.
So that's been my 2 weeks.
I hear they're bringing back Will and Grace, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah.
For a reunion season?
With all four of the main people. With that guy and the chick.
I like Megan Mullally.
And
Mullally.
Yeah, and
I have no clue who's on that show.
Megan Mullally, she's married to Nick Offerman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah, a little bit.
She played Tammy One, the ex-wife that worked at the library.
Okay.
That's his real-life wife. I think she's hilarious, but other than that, the rest of the cast I don't give a shit about.
Well, they're all doing a whole bunch of stuff, so I don't know how they're going to find time in their busy schedules redo Will and Grace.
They'll find a way. Where there's a will,
God,
there's a grace.
Damn it.
There's a
God
grace.
Damn it. God damn it. No.
Charles, what have you been doing?
Oh, man. So I bought Watch Dogs 2.
Oh, yeah. It's
I
good.
Almost bought that. It was on sale.
Is it the best game ever?
Is it?
Is it the best game ever?
I don't think I'll ever say that about anything.
Oh.
But it's fun.
Is it?
It's not bad.
Did you play the first one?
I played the first one and I fucking hated it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It was so boring.
Did not get close to finishing.
So is this one much better?
Yes, it's much better. The characters are actually interesting because, like, the character from the first game, it was just, like, stereotypical, like, really moody guy. The fake Batman voice.
Emo douche.
Like, he had such the, like, it was
like
really
Ren.
Terrible.
God damn it.
Fake Batman voice.
The fake
voice.
Batman voice and all the emotions.
I am. If there's one thing I'm known for, it's being very emotional.
Was he trying to protect his niece or some shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave my niece alone.
Swear to me.
Right? Right? But, like, at first, like, the characters that they introduce, they're a little grating because they're all, like, millennial hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all, like, maybe 28 at the oldest.
Yeah.
They say shit like, it's lit.
It's lit, fam.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah. But, like, after the intro to all the characters, they're actually not that annoying at all. There's one fucker there that I anticipated just hating.
Was it the guy with the glasses? I want to hate him. With the glasses that, like, the shapes and stuff
change.
Yeah,
the emoji shits,
yeah.
Yeah, fuck him. Like, I really didn't want to like that guy. He's all right.
He's all right?
Huh. Yeah.
Just the dumb glasses.
Yeah. Huh. But they give you plenty of shit to do.
It's not repetitive?
No. In fact, I feel like it's weird because Ubisoft kind of learned from all their other games. Like, the entire map is unlocked when you start. You don't have to climb any fucking towers to unlock anything.
Nice.
You can fast travel pretty much everywhere.
Okay.
It's fun. And they give you so much shit that you can do. Like, I've done maybe, like, two of the main missions, and I've played, like, 6 or 7 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, I forgot.
Maybe I'll have to pick
Spider
it
Tank?
Up.
Any Spider Tank action?
No Spider Tank.
No Boom! Spider Tank.
No Spider Tank.
The only redeeming quality from the first Watch Dogs is not even in this one.
It's,
but it doesn't need it.
You don't need it. Like, they
I
give
want
you so
it.
Much other shit.
I don't need it. I want it.
You have a little RC racer that you can drive
like
around to
dick.
Hack stuff.
Sorry.
Whoa. They give you a quadricopter that you can fly around as a drone to hack into stuff too. It's pretty cool. The only thing that I would say is a knock against it is that the controls are kind of shitty, but I've kind of grown to expect that from Ubisoft games.
Yeah.
Really? Assassin's Creed controls feel pretty tight.
Syndicate, well, they really refine them.
Yeah. Every
because it's
game.
All about the climbing and the descending, so they added like a quick climb and a quick descend button. So instead of like in the Ezio games, you come to the edge of a building, he just leaps.
He just jumps, that's right.
He just leaps, and three floors later, you're dead.
Did you see there was a GIF that someone posted the other day where he jumps and he fucking hits a clothesline and like right up his crotch and fucking dies?
Yep.
It just kind of slides off the side.
I haven't seen that.
It was pretty fucking funny. So you can get Watch Dogs 2 right now, Gold Edition, for $100. $100.
Yeah, that's a steal. What comes with the Gold Edition? Does it come with an actual bar of gold? Because no. If not, fuck that.
It's the game and the season pass.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't say what it is. Let's add it to the card. Pass. See what it is.
Well, the only reason I know is I bought the Gold Edition because it was on sale on PSN.
How much did you pay?
It still is now.
It doesn't say what the 60
bucks for the gold?
What's in the Gold Edition?
So it gives you the full season. Well, look right there. It says Gold Edition.
The game.
The game. The deluxe pack.
What is the deluxe pack?
It says right there, two personalization packs.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, so you get like skins for your weapons.
Yeah, the season pass.
So what's the season pass?
The season pass is any DLCs that come out for it that they would normally charge extra for.
Yeah, I feel like it's a very who's-on-first type situation.
The only time I've ever bought a season pass
was so disappointing.
Was for Borderlands the pre-sequel, and I never even finished the original game because I just didn't give a shit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm over season passes.
I bought it for Assassin's Creed 3.
Did you?
And I got all the free... what was it?
The Tyranny of George Washington.
You, like, turn into an animal or some shit. Remember that?
Spirit of the Bear.
So stupid. I haven't since because it's so disappointing.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, the season passes for Ubisoft games usually aren't great. The only reason I got it for this is it was cheap. And I had some Christmas gift cards to spend.
Okay.
So I ended up spending like 10 bucks out of pocket.
Oh, okay.
That's legit.
Yeah, not bad.
It's not too legit.
It's true.
It's pretty legit. Yeah.
Well, it's too legit, but it probably can quit.
It's one legit.
Yeah.
I'd say it's one legit.
I see you're one legit. I'll raise you 1.5.
1.5 legit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Okay.
We'll compromise.
Sold.
What do we got?
Wait, hold on. Are you done?
Is that it?
Do anything else?
Played that.
Watch anything new, read anything interesting.
Oh, man. I will derail the fuck out of this show talking about going to see La La Land.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, man. Well, wait. You have a girlfriend you haven't heard of La La Land?
Now, no, man. First of all, this show doesn't have any rails. Second of all, tell us about La La Land.
Oh, man.
While I Google it.
That movie is the fucking new hotness with all the ladies, dude. It's a musical.
Okay.
Stars Ryan Gosling.
Oh, no.
And, what's her name? The redhead actress. I can't think of her name right now.
Amy Adams.
No.
I don't know.
The younger one.
Throwing names out there.
She was in Superbad.
Superbad.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she from Scottsdale? She's an Arizona native. Good for her.
Is she?
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't seen her on the casting couch.
I was expecting
Jesus Christ.
I was expecting a Glory Hole Secrets reference there, but all right. I'll take that.
Is that also filmed in Scottsdale?
No, Tempe.
Wait, the casting couch is filmed in Scottsdale?
I think Fake Agent or whatever it is.
Really?
Fake Casting Agent is Scottsdale.
There's actually a lot of porn in the shot out here, dude.
Really?
A lot.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Right? Why can't we get in on that?
And we're fat and ugly.
Let's capitalize on that. That could be our shtick.
Word for Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, true.
I don't have like a 14-inch penis,
hot,
though.
Hot young college girls and then fat and ugly dudes.
Yeah, like Captain Stabbing.
POV porn with a big-ass belly right in the middle. Perfect. Now I feel like I'm actually...
Now I feel like I'm involved.
Average-sized dick, big belly. Now I feel like this is my point of view.
Yeah. You just hold the phone at a perfect angle, and you're just like, yeah, this is I'm doing this.
This is happening.
This is me doing this.
We're thinking of you. We're thinking of you, Internet.
But yeah, it's a musical, and it is just like the most stereotypical romantic comedy that you can possibly think of.
Romantic comedy?
Oh, yeah.
I'd get down on that.
Really. It's a romantic comedy musical.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds awful.
See, I'm okay with crossing two genres, but three?
It's too much.
There's
too
actually,
much.
You see, there's a running joke in the movie about crossing genres.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, the main characters are Ryan Gosling. He plays this guy who's a jazz enthusiast. He's a pianist. So he plays
Sebastian?
Piano. Yeah. Somebody's reading the Wikipedia article. And he has this rant that he goes on like at least like three times in the movie about this jazz club that he used to play at. It turns into a samba tapas joint. Mm-hmm. Tapas. And he's mad because they do samba and tapas. It's like, you can't do both. Mm-mm. You need to do one and be good at one. And he goes on at length about this. Mm-hmm. It's not a fun movie to watch.
So you give it a 9 out of 10?
I've got a fan theory already.
All right. Lay it on me.
So apparently Emma Stone's character is named Mia.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the prequel to Mamma Mia.
Because what the fuck?
In Mamma Mia, it's about like a mom, right? Who's trying to get back into the game. I assume her name is Mia.
What game?
All I know is it has a bunch of ABBA songs in it.
She's trying to get her groove back, man.
No, that's Stella.
It's Mia. Mamma Mia.
But what about Stella? Not everyone can get their groove back.
Yeah, and that's in Jamaica, bro.
Okay, so she's trying to get her white girl dance back.
But her name's Mia. That's not even a white girl's name.
It's Emma Stone's name.
Nah, that's like a Mexican girl's name.
Bro, try to keep up.
Nah, you haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious movies, apparently.
It's a fan Wallace theory. I have not.
White issue. I'm not even a fan. It's just a theory.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. But, I mean, I guess... every musical is going to be a romance.
Obviously, unless it's Evil Dead the musical.
Nah, son.
And
Twist.
The greatest fuck musical is ever. Twist?
It's a musical version of Oliver Twist.
What about the one with the knives?
Hairspray?
West Side Story.
That's a romance?
Yeah, that's a romance,
is
bro.
It?
Yeah.
That's Romeo and Juliet.
It really is, bro. Huh.
I've only ever seen the knife part.
Except instead of Montagues and Capulets, it's sharks
but
and jets.
I actually just might be confusing that with Beat It. So.
But Little Shop of Horrors? Huh?
That's a romance, too.
That's a rom-com musical.
A romance. That is a rom-com. That's actually pretty fucking good, too.
That's a classic.
It's right got there. Gina from Martin in it.
What's the one with the tranny in it?
The one with the tranny?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's a rom-com?
Yeah. Don't pretend like you didn't want to bang Tim Curry.
There's a lot of romance. Susan Sarandon, sure.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Those sweater puppets.
Even now. She's like 90. I don't care.
Sweater cows. Aren't they sweater cows?
Would you?
From the looks of those sweater cows, so could you.
What's that dude's name she's married to? Tim?
Robbins.
Tim, would you make him watch?
Not really into the whole cuck thing, bro.
Would you cuck Tim Robbins?
Not into the cuck thing, bro.
Would you call him Andy?
We've watched him do enough shit. He can watch me bang his wife.
My friend, Andy Dufresne, let me nail his wife in front of him.
Right?
Andy, could you pass me a towel?
Andy Dufresne, who crawled through a mile of shit to watch his wife take a dick.
From an elderly black man. Do you think his dick has freckles?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Probably. All the way down the shaft. It's just all the way down.
What do they call it?
It's like
a spotted print. Dick.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Our friends across the pond will appreciate that joke.
That's true.
Anyone in America, though. Nope.
Yeah,
that one's not like for you guys.
Sex nope. Disease.
Spotted dick.
Great.
Hey, Doc, I want you to take a look at this dick.
All right, we need to find our rails again.
We doing
we've,
rails?
We've gone off the rails. He was right. Like, he was right. That took us right off
you.
The rails.
I told you.
So that's what Charles has been doing.
But yeah, don't watch that movie, guys.
I'm not going. She doesn't really like the regular type girl movies.
And I don't have a girlfriend.
There.
Right.
So we're not going to watch it.
You guys win.
If she really wanted to watch it, go with her sister. I'm not going to watch
and
it.
And I'll never admit it if I do.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm going to win in the end.
She's going to go home and download it right after
this. I told her after he got out of the movie, she has to either watch the new XXX movie with me.
Ew.
or John Wick 2.
Yeah, dude, I saw the trailer
yesterday.
Dude,
that shit looks fucking great.
I need to see the first one.
The one what? That...
You've not seen John Wick?
I have not seen John Wick.
I haven't seen it either.
I've wanted to. I've heard good things.
I don't know why, because I guess so I didn't know what it was about.
Fucking good.
But I heard it's just an amazing action movie.
I like Keanu.
Yeah. And he fucks everybody up in that movie.
Nice.
Like, dude.
You still need to see The Kingsman.
Yeah.
That scene in the church is phenomenal.
Okay. So if you like that, like the fight choreography in John Wick is pretty similar to that.
Yeah.
Like it's that same kind of kinetic action.
So good.
All right.
You want to see a British dude just slaying Christians? Watch Kingsman.
All right. That's what I'm all about. That's how I'm living my life.
It's great.
It's a good movie, period.
Yeah. The whole thing.
It sounds metal as fuck.
There's a sequel coming out this year, too.
Last week, we recorded an episode, and there were a few news items that we talked about. Only two, really, that I can remember. Right. But the main one is, obviously, everyone's talking about the Switch. We can't even find any real fucking news to talk about, because everyone's talking about the Switch. So,
dude, it sucked the air out of the room, man.
Like we did last week. I think we're going
to
go over...
We have to give our opinions on it. Well, people care about what we have to say.
Sure.
I think it's like we have more information now, too.
We got our ear to the grindstone or whatever. What is it? Nose to the grindstone?
Nose to the grindstone. You were mixing up nose to the grindstone and ear to the streets.
Ear to the ground.
Ear to the ground. Looking for buffalo.
Got my finger on the pulse.
I hear them buffalo coming. All right.
All right. This just turned into a Jadakiss song?
So what? There's how many games? We're going to make it. How many games are being launched at launch date?
Exactly four.
Not very many.
Yeah. Four games.
I have a feeling that 1-2 Switch is going to be like the trainer. Like, this is how you use the Switch. Here's what you can do with it.
It's like their Wii Sports.
It's probably free.
Yeah.
Included.
Yeah.
They said it's not going to be.
Really? There's no bundled games?
Not a fucking one.
But they're going to have the virtual... console, right? Whatever they call it, where you can download games.
They haven't said anything about whether or not purchases you've made on the Wii U or Wii are actually going to transfer.
Nintendo, fuck you.
I bet they won't. I bet they won't.
That was quick.
I bet you'll have to rebuy them all over again.
They didn't from the Wii to the Wii U. You had to pay like $2 to upgrade them. For each game.
For each game?
Yeah. So like if you bought Super Mario World on Wii and you wanted to play it on Wii U, you had to pay like $2.
Wow.
I have never, ever bought a brand new Nintendo system.
Yeah, I don't.
Ever?
Ever.
No, I bought a GameCube.
I bought a 64 used. My roommate has a GameCube. I've never bought one of those. Wii and later, never fucking purchased.
Yeah, I haven't had a Nintendo system since the 64.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. Fuck you, Nintendo. I'll say it right now.
Yeah.
Eat the whole dick.
This is
eat a whole dick, Nintendo. Fuck your shitty fucking business model.
Well, what's frustrating though is like when you look at how Nintendo works, like you can easily see it's not a case where they're trying to be malicious. They just don't know what the fuck they're doing. They really, really don't.
That's fine.
They have no clue what they're sitting on.
If I came across, you know, a construction worker who didn't know what he was doing, I would still say, fuck you. You're in the wrong fucking business. Figure your shit out. I'm not buying anything you make. And eat a whole dick.
Now, when they eat said dick, does it have to be in one sitting? Or can they just, like, throw some of it in the fridge, come back for leftovers?
Nah, man.
You gotta eat the whole hot dick.
You eat the whole dick. Now,
corn on the cob style.
There's no doggy bag.
Dicky bag?
There's no doggy bag for
stuff
dick.
Stuff it in a condom and tie it off like a balloon?
No. None of that. You don't get a to-go box for your dick. Eat the whole dick now.
Can I?
You can wash it down with a beer or soda, whatever you want, iced tea. I don't care. But you eat the whole
soup
dick
and
now.
A sandwich equivalent of eating a dick.
No half dick and cup
you
of
can't,
soup.
Like, on a bun with, like, some, like, marinara and some cheese.
Oh, like an open-faced dick?
Well, sure, yeah. As long as you eat the whole dick.
Whatever,
if you want to add extra to it, sure. That's your prerogative.
I'm trying to tell you how to eat the dick, as long as you eat the whole thing.
But when you're done, there better not be any dick left.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh. You better be in the fucking clean plate club.
I don't think I'm being unreasonable here.
I don't ask a lot.
Okay, Nintendo, I'm not asking much. Just eat the whole dick.
He's a dick-eating completionist, all right? It's all he's asking you for. And
it's just the one. It's not like you're saying a whole bunch of dicks.
Yeah,
just the one.
There are starving children in China who would love to eat that dick. You do not throw away any piece of dick, okay? You eat the whole thing.
You're the frugal gourmet of dick.
Okay?
Ugh. Oh, man.
I'll get off my soapbox.
Your dick box?
What else is coming out on launch day? Jesus Christ. So, Skylanders, Imaginators. I don't even know what this is. Did we look this up last week?
It's dude, those probably things are, like, that game series is popular.
I know Skylanders.
But you're gonna,
but
I guarantee you have
is
to buy another peripheral for the fucking game.
Well, no, like, you buy the starter. Like, when you buy the game, it comes with a starter pack where it gives you the little stands and a couple of the starter figures.
It comes with stands, okay.
Yeah. And then it gives you.
But those are still peripherals.
Yeah.
But they're included in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, like Rock Band.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Just Dance 2017, which is a huge hit with the tweens.
Yeah.
They love to Just Dance, and the Japanese.
There are grown-ups that like it, man.
You said that like you are one of them.
No. I said that as someone who has live tweeted the last several Ubisoft press conferences at E3.
So, like, when they announce a Just Dance, like, the crowd goes wild?
Dude, they started their last press conference with that shit.
Well, the people
they opened with Just Dance.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Nintendo
did? No, Ubisoft. Like,
that's a Ubisoft game?
Yeah. That's one of the few things keeping Ubisoft afloat.
Really? You don't think it's like Assassin's Creed or
what's
like
that those terrible games, racing game like they do?
Those games make money, Midnight but Club? Nowhere near as much as Just Dance. Nowhere near as much.
Plus, it probably doesn't cost anything to develop either.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have to pay money to license.
I mean, you
got to
license the music, but the game itself, I mean, you just copy the gameplay of the other one and just put new fucking games in it or new songs.
And at this point, they've even gotten it down to the point where you don't even need to have a motion camera for it. Like, there's an app on your phone that you download now to play this shit.
And you just hold your phone.
Yeah. Like, this is a fucking money machine for them.
Huh. Good for
crazy
them.
Yeah.
Good for
like,
them.
I'm with you guys. Like, I don't quite understand who is buying it, but a lot of people, apparently.
Like Nickelback CDs.
Like, it got to the
someone's
point.
Buying them.
Anytime that something's you see a happening game series where they stop putting a number on it and they just give you a year,
yep.
Like, that's when you know they are not fucking around. Yep. They are making money.
Like Kid Pop.
Kids Bop?
Kids Bop.
Is that what it is?
Oh, no. They still put numbers on Kids Bop.
Do they?
Yeah.
Or Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 75.
I think I'm like 90 now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I stopped buying them after 75.
You bought them?
No, fuck no.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay. So those are the... Oh, yeah. And then
Zelda one. The big one, of course.
Sorry, there's Zelda.
The one people will actually buy.
Breath of the Wild, which is probably the only reason most people will buy
is the system seller. Mm-hmm. So the pre-sale in Japan sold out in 15 minutes.
Yeah. The pre-sale.
Yeah.
There isn't even a finite number. There's no consoles.
Yeah.
And it's sold out.
Yeah.
Which, see, this is where I get into my fuck Nintendo thing. Like, their false scarcity shit fucking annoys the shit
out
of
me. It's bullshit, dude.
Like, I'll give them credit. Like, they played this to a T correctly because, like, you can't buy much of anything from Nintendo right now. Like, for some reason, over the holidays, 3DSs suddenly became hard to find. Suddenly. They stopped production of the Wii U several months ago.
That little mini Nintendo console thing.
Oh, yeah.
It comes with, like, 30 games on it. The classic thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That thing sold out, like, instantly.
Yeah, no one could find those.
Yeah, so, like, they're basically funneling their customers to one thing. Which, I'll give them credit. Like, that's smart. It's shitty.
It's annoying.
Really insidious. Yeah. But I'll give them credit.
But they've been doing it since the Wii. They've been doing
it
for years.
But here's the thing is,
and people keep falling for it.
In the gaming community, these people are dumb enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I don't know how many people actually listen to our show, but hopefully they're the ones who are not dumb enough to pre-order games that they know nothing about.
No.
Like No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Or to pre-order a console that
that has
limited number of
four games at launch and then another dozen or so within the first like 6 months.
Why would you pay in advance for something like that? That doesn't even it's not out yet, and there's no games. There's four games available at launch.
Like, what happens when you get done with Zelda?
You're pre-ordering disappointment.
And that's in.
Can we just sell disappointment? Can we just open up a eBay account that just sells disappointment?
It's a physical store where people come in. And they gave us $10, and then we just let them know that they let down their parents.
It's like, hey.
But their parents are dead now, and they can't make it up to
them. You paid $10 to get in. We don't actually have anything for sale, so here's your disappointment. Now please leave.
And fuck off.
That leads to another problem entirely, man.
Also, you got to eat this whole dick before
you leave. Somebody needs you to sign here, $5, and
that's what we do. They come to the counter.
Eat this.
And then when they come in, Charles is standing by the door. So they come in and he quietly closes the door and locks it.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you leave, you have to eat this dick.
No, it's a revolving door, but you can't leave. We'll let you out the back if you eat the whole dick.
Okay, so it's a one-way revolving door.
Yes.
All right.
Like a turnstile.
No, you can jump over a turnstile.
Well, like, you know the big gate turnstiles?
Oh, okay, I got you. Like a subway type turnstile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm digging this.
So you pay to get in. Once you get in, we make you eat a dick, and you can't leave unless you eat the whole thing.
And also, you let your parents down.
And you sign a non-disclose act.
So you can't tell anyone.
You can't tell anyone.
So you have to sign an NDA before you leave.
Oh, man.
So we can sue you if you tell anyone about our business model.
Yeah,
like Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
They will sue you and put up a DMCA takedown notice if you use any of their content.
That's right.
We're going to be exactly like Nintendo. We're going to be rich.
Right.
Dude, billions of dollars.
Jesus Christ.
Billions.
So you guys want to go down to GameStop after this and pre-order?
We'll be richer than Gavin Newell.
Gavin the Gavin. Your favorite. Why do you hate Gabe?
Because, man, like, I don't like the cult of personality that some of these fuckers have around.
I don't know what that means. I just know the song. What does that mean?
Well, yeah, you need to look in my eyes. What do you see? Cult personality. You did this to yourself.
You know, speaking of that, we were just having, was that me and you having a conversation about In Living Color? Not the band,
mm-hmm.
Living Color, but the show In Living
Color.
Yeah,
we were talking about that. Differences.
Great show.
The band has a U.
Yes,
the show has no U.
Yeah, we were just having a conversation about
how
great that was.
Thursday we were.
But why do you hate Gabe? Explain it to me.
Like,
you just don't like how people love him?
Well, no, it's an unreasonable love.
Dislike him because other people like him disproportionately.
So it's kind of like the Steve Jobs thing. Like, everyone is just like, greatest person ever.
No, I hate Steve Jobs because I think he's a shitty person.
Steve Jobs was a shitty person. He was a shitty person. I hate talking ill about dead people, but it's true.
But
those are just facts.
Gabe doesn't do anything. He's not a shitty person.
No, he seems like an all right person.
And he put together a great service, and he gives people what they want.
Now, don't hate the player, doesn't Charles, he? Okay? Hate the gamers.
Hate the games he's put out.
You mean the games he's not putting out?
Yeah. He doesn't need
Which is a great business model.
They don't need to do games anymore.
Don't make anything, and people will give you money.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Like that store we're going to open.
Okay.
Exactly.
Had a great name for it.
Here's money.
Electronics Dictique.
Yeah.
Dictique.
Yeah. Disappoint Mark.
Call ED.
EAD, Electronic Arts, dick.
Dick.
Eat a dick. It's in your mouth.
Was this?
And you eat the whole thing.
Fuck.
What were you going to say, Ron?
I don't know. Where were we talking about Gabe? Oh, because he's super rich.
Yeah, I brought him up because Forbes has announced that he is richer than Donald Trump.
Neat.
Steven Spielberg.
Neat.
And the world's richest black woman, Oprah Winfrey.
That one's surprising because Oprah has all the money.
Yeah, dude. I thought she would be much higher than number 239 on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she was just like making, just printing money because she has so much money.
No, she's giving away too many cars or something.
I guess.
Bees!
Apparently, Donald Trump and Steven Spielberg are tied for 156.
Oh, really?
I really would have thought Spielberg had more money, man.
Well, he's got to pay off that bet to George Lucas, doesn't he?
No,
or is it the other way around?
It's the other way around. He makes money off of Star Wars.
Because it was bigger than Jaws or something.
E.T.
I don't remember.
But
I can't keep up with these rich people. Gavin, and their weird
Gavin
rich
is
pets.
Number 134 on the list with $4.1 billion.
That's a lot of money. You think you get a tummy tuck or something.
You think you fucking make Half-Life 3 already. God damn.
Yeah, right?
Out of pocket.
Or Portal
just
3.
Just give it away for free.
Yeah.
I want another Portal is what I really want. I don't need Half-Life. I need Portal.
No one's interested in the Portal you got, buddy. Okay? So you certainly don't need another.
But remember when you came down the hallway earlier?
Yeah.
After I came out of the bathroom?
I wish I could forget it.
Yeah. No one wants any of that Portal. I got the beer shits. I got the beer shits
like,
real bad.
Okay, I was like, that's like it. Context, but I don't know if I really
that's like
want it.
In Doom, you know, there was a portal to hell.
Yeah.
It's that little area right outside the bathroom.
When Ryan's done.
The door was closed, too.
So that needs to be a DMZ.
Yeah, I closed the door behind me
something,
when I left.
Something evil has escaped.
So happens when you drink 2.5 gallons of beer.
So you're saying your bathroom
and
is the
eat
cabin
a cheese steak.
From Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's fucked up in there. Join us.
Oh man.
Oh. So Half-Life 3 is happening? Confirmed? It's confirmed, right?
It's confirmed that it's not happening.
Oh. No, I feel like maybe he had a bet now that Frog Fractions 2 is out. Half-Life
Frog
3.
Fractions?
You guys don't know about Frog Fractions?
Fractions?
Yeah.
So like Number Munchers.
No, completely different.
Because there's a frog and there's fractions.
We'll talk about it later then.
Oh, let's talk about it right now. You already brought it up.
So, like 3-4 years ago, there's a game that came out called Frog Fractions. So it starts out just like, you know, a Number Munchers type game.
Okay.
But then it turns into just this long string of abstract, really weird ass shit. Like at one point, you're a frog that defends video games against a judge in court. Like the Ace Attorney games. Like, it's just a really weird game. So, the developer was like, all right, yeah, Frog Fractions 2 is going to come out, but it's not going to be called Frog Fractions 2. It's going to come out. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is. You don't have to figure out what it is. So, the longest running joke, other than Half-Life 3 confirmed, was whenever a shitty game would come out on Steam, is this Frog Fractions 2?
Okay. So, then, what was that game that came out where the developer was... like talking all this shit to people after they bought the game and they finally pulled the game. What was that? It was about a year ago. I can't remember. Maybe that was it.
No, that wasn't. Because it came out last year, like at the end of the year.
Frog Fractions 2?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really out.
Yeah, it's really out.
But he's not telling anyone what it is.
No, people figured it out.
Oh, okay.
So there was this game on Steam called Glitter Mitten Grove.
Glitter Mitten?
Yeah, Glitter Mitten Grove.
Okay, sounds cute.
So Frog Fractions 2 is buried in that. So people figured that out.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, you have to, like, do a certain thing to unlock it, or what?
Yeah. Oh, it's not...
Why?
Because that's part of the joke. Like, it's all just one very large, abstract joke.
Huh.
So people figured that out, and they're like, all right, cool, Frog Fractions 2 is out, so Half-Life 3? Is that what's up next?
It's like Shia LaBeouf is making video games. Did you see his new thing?
No.
Now he's, like, live streaming or some shit for the next 4 years in protest of Donald Trump.
So he's going to live stream everything he does for four years?
Yes.
All right, man.
I don't know. The dude's fucking psycho.
He's weird, man.
Which dude?
Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
He just doesn't give a fuck.
He's so weird.
And
he's a performance artist.
I like
artist.
That about him.
He's living off that Transformers money, dog.
Right? He's got all that. Now he can do whatever he wants.
Man, he didn't even have to touch that Lizzie McGuire money.
And he's got that Indiana Jones.
Wasn't he in that
Crystal
Holes
skull.
Or whatever?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That made a lot of money.
He was in the Holes. I remember that.
Yep. He's got that Kingdom of the Crystal Skull money.
That's right. He's pulling down indie money. Indy Jr.
Great.
That Mutt money.
That Mutt. That was in that. That was his name. Wasn't it?
Mutt.
What else is going on with the Switch before we move on? Can we talk about the $70 controller that's not available at launch?
Oh, let me guess. It's available for pre-order.
Probably.
No, that's the other thing that pisses me off about it is that like the console itself, they said it's going to be $300. So that's not bad. That's cheaper than most other consoles out right now.
Right.
But then, like, when you start adding up all the accessories that you'll need to buy, like, dude, you're going to be in for, like, a good $600 or $700.
Like, if you want a regular controller instead of that weird thing that breaks apart. It's $70 fucking. And you can't even get it at the beginning.
Yep.
It doesn't.
It's a DLC fucking model. That's what it is.
It really is. Just buy extra like, things all over the place.
Here's the core. Now, if you actually want to experience anything substantial, pay extra money.
Well, no, the part that makes all this so bad is that Nintendo told everybody about this several years ago. Like, before the Wii came out, they said they were studying Apple because Apple went through a similar period to Nintendo. Because after the GameCube came out, people thought that there was legitimately not going to be another Nintendo console. Because it just didn't sell as well as anything else.
There shouldn't have been.
There wasn't any good games on it. I gotta be honest with you.
What, the GameCube?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Didn't that have
Smash? That was the best.
Didn't
Smash.
It have Wind Waker, too?
I didn't like
Wind Waker. I liked Wind Waker. They also, the night, what the hell is it called?
What?
Princess Twilight.
Twilight Princess.
That's the one.
Did you play Spirit Tracks? Did you play, what was it, Phantom Spirit Hourglass? Tracks.
But those were mobile games.
So I was watching a Zelda retrospective.
Didn't they have Metroid Prime was on?
Yeah, the Metroid Prime
that was
trilogy.
A good one.
Those were good games.
Yeah, but that wasn't like regular Metroid. Wasn't that like the first-person shooter?
Pikmin?
Yeah.
And Pikmin 2?
God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
You know you like Super Mario Sunshine, bro.
No, not
don't
really.
Lie. You know,
and
you
I don't want
that
play,
is actually
play,
a really good Mario.
I don't want to play Metroid in first person.
That was a good Mario.
I bought that Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles because I wanted to play Final Fantasy, and that was dog shit.
Yeah.
I did have Soul Calibur. That was cool.
Yeah, that was the one with Link in it. Yeah.
So I mean, was the only good game. I had.
Like after the GameCube came out, people were concerned, and they're like, "All right, fine. Like we'll study what Apple did when they came back, and they literally just do exactly what they did with the iPod when it first came out with every system." Mm-hmm. Like, the base model itself is relatively cheap, but then you have to supplement it with all these other things that aren't very cheap. And they do it with every system. Every single one.
Huh.
Like, if you want
Well, it keeps
them
in the game, but I don't think it keeps them relevant.
That's the thing. Like, with the Wii, it jumped out to such a huge lead as far as how many systems it sold versus the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Because it was cheaper.
Because it was cheaper, and it was going after a different market. Mm-hmm. But then once they, you know, and basically they had all moved on from those systems, it had lost that lead because people moved on because there were no games for the system. Because
it was gimmicky, and everyone finally was like, oh, this is
exactly.
Gimmickly.
This gimmickly? Is a collection of mini-games.
The same thing's happened with the Wii U,
mm-hmm.
except worse, it didn't ever take a lead because nope. Everyone was just like, no, fuck that. You burned us last time.
Yeah,
and that's
because,
exactly
well, people,
what's going to happen with this one.
The mm-hmm. Wii U came out, and people were still buying Wiis, like, crazy.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Why do you need a new console already when you're still selling tons of your
well,
existing one?
Well,
it was so weird.
Wii
it came
was,
out at a weird time.
The Wii was underpowered. They were desperate to get something else out. And their main the main point where they fucked up was calling it the Wii U. Because every single person that they wanted to sell it to, they were confused about what it was. Mm-hmm. So is this like, is this an add-on for the original Wii? Is this an accessory? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Exactly. Call it the fucking Wii 2 if you want to.
Yeah.
That makes it very clear that this is a sequel to
new
the other
Wii.
Day.
New Wii.
Right? Wii U? What the fuck stupid ass name is that
well,
anyway?
What does exactly. Wii even mean?
The Wii, right? Well, that's because it was like, you know, for playing with your friends because it's Wii, us.
But why does it got two eyes?
Because you can't copyright the word Wii.
Okay.
That actually makes sense.
That's why the Sci-Fi Channel changed to Sci-Fi with a Y.
Okay.
Because they could copyright the unique spelling.
Huh. Neat. That's good
I'll
to know.
Be damned.
Some other kind of disappointing things about the Switch. It will barely be able to do 1080p sometimes on yeah. some games. The tablet itself is only 720p.
Oh man.
Meanwhile, Sony and Microsoft are doing 4K and the fucking Switch can't even get into what was HD 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
how many P's do you really need though?
let's see. Split P's.
Black eyed peas.
Black eyed peas are good, man.
Yeah.
We're up to two.
Peas and carrots.
Ooh, okay.
It's three.
You got your peas that come in a pot. There's like seven of those.
Peas in a pot. Okay, we got four up to four peas. We're not even up to 720, guys. We're not even close. 720 is plenty of peas for my taste.
It is. Okay? I mean, honestly, the tablet.
I don't need any more pee than that.
The tablet itself, I mean, I don't think you really need like 4K on a tablet. It's
yeah,
fucking ridiculous.
You don't either. I don't you think don't. You even need 1080, to be honest.
No.
It's
no.
a video game. I know it's fake.
But it barely being able to like do 1080p
like when it's,
when it's plugged into the TV.
Space docked?
Is, I mean, their hardware is so, like, it's what you're saying about the Wii, it was so underpowered. Well, it still fucking is.
Yeah.
They just like, all right, well, let's buy someone's old fucking processors they have in storage that they couldn't sell, and we'll just slap those things in there.
Just, I'm so done with Nintendo. And I tell you, I was just thought of this. The reason why they do the limited release, like, oh, we're only releasing 1,000. It's because they only have 1,200 people interested. They're creating fake demand because no one actually wants to buy this except for the weirdo diehard fans. I mean, who are like, I don't care how many games are available at release. I need to have this system immediately.
I mean, I'm probably going to get one of these eventually. Definitely not fucking buying one when it comes out. But, like,
You're going to wait till there's decent games, probably, and you're going to want to know what peripherals are necessary.
Exactly.
So you know how much you're actually going to spend to play the games you want. You're not going to dive in head first like these people who are pre-ordering.
And the other thing is the fucking online thing. So it's free for how long? 6 months or some shit?
No one knows.
And then all of a sudden they'll start charging for what? What do you fucking have to offer?
Mm-hmm. Well, the weird thing is, like, they haven't really made any details about what the online service is, other than it's going to be something that runs off of your mobile device. So, like, I'm guessing voice chat will be sort of like Discord, where you run it off of your phone. And they've said that each month there'll be a virtual console game that you can get for free.
Wait. So you're going to be using your phone to talk with people instead of like a headset or something?
Right.
I mean, unless you have a headset for your phone.
Yeah. Which, when you think of the fact that they built it around it being a mobile thing, that kind of makes sense. Like, I get that.
If it's not in console mode, right? If it's in like handheld mode, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if it's in console, wireless or something.
I'm with you. Like, why can't I just use a headset?
But yeah, when it's plugged in, why would you not just use my existing network that you're already plugged into and have an onboard mic or something that picks it up? And
yeah, I don't get that.
Or like everyone else, like a little thing that plugs into the controller, you know, like Xbox did 10, 15 years ago. Yeah.
But the thing that's even weirder about that, though, is that, like, with the virtual console thing, like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, dude, that's awesome. Like, I'll sign up for it because then I'll get, like, Super Mario World or Super Mario 3, and I'll have those for free as long as I'm subscribed. That's fine. But then they were like, no, it doesn't work like that. You get that game for free for that month, and then after that, it's a different game you get for free.
Oh, you get to play it for a month for free.
Yep.
Huh. And then you either have to buy it or just not play it.
Exactly.
It's the Sega Channel, like, but you only get one game.
Yeah. I was like, what? Like, and that's where it hit me that they don't realize what they have. Yeah. Like, if you told, I would say, anybody around our age, like 30 or older, that's into video games, you said, hey, dude.
I'm in my early 20s, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Whatever, man.
23 years young.
All right.
All right. And buff. He's also super buff.
That's right.
But if you came up to me and said, all right, you can pay like...
abs. Look at these abs.
Washboard.
Sorry, carry on.
It's okay, man. You can flex him by eating dicks. That's why he's so adamant about
it. That's how he gets that bod.
He's looking out for the youth.
Yeah. You think that I just look like this naturally? Nah. I eat a whole dick every day.
And Bowflex 3 times a week, 20 minutes a day.
20 minutes a day on the Bowflex. One dick a day. Boom. And sexual Adonis over here.
Casual Couch Gaming is brought to you by Bowflex.
And dick.
Eat a dick.
But, like, legit, if I told you, hey, man, like, pay 10, 15 bucks a month, you get access to maybe not the entire Nintendo back catalog, but a significant portion of it. Most people would sign up for that.
Like the 30 games they put on their stupid tiny console. There was a lot of good games on there.
Yeah. Like, I would
Then they couldn't sell this shitty console.
Yeah, I would pay that much per month. And even if you said, hey, this is exclusive to the Switch. All right, cool. I'll buy one. I'll pay the 10, 15 bucks a month because sometimes I really just want to play Super Mario World. Or, you know what? I really want to play, like, fucking, I don't know,
Excitebike. Ninja
Turtles or some shit.
Kid Icarus.
Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
Turtles in Time.
But saying, hey, we're going to make you pay for this each month. Our little honeypot is going to be that you get to play old games. But it's going to be a game that we tell you play each month. And then that's it. That's fucking weak.
Because like Games with Gold and like PlayStation Network, they just give you a fucking game.
Yeah.
And then you keep forever.
Dude. Yep. It's your game forever.
Well, to be fair, with PlayStation Network, you have to still have PlayStation Plus.
Right.
To play the game.
But you have to pay every month.
Or the year, whatever it may be.
Yeah, for PlayStation Plus and for Xbox Live.
Yeah.
So you got to pay a fee, but you're getting a game that you get to keep forever and while you're still subscribing to the service.
Yeah. It can be, and to be honest, like for me, that's helped a lot because I've gotten a shit ton of games that I normally wouldn't have played.
Right.
And some of them are decent.
What was that game I was playing? Sleeping Dogs. I was like, I would have never played that game. I would have never gave it a second thought, but it was free. And I was like, hey, this game's pretty fun.
And it's
and so now you're more likely to pay attention to that studio, the developer, and any sequels that may come out.
Case in point, Rocket League. Like when it first came out, it was on PlayStation Plus as the free game of the month. And it exploded off of that. Like, it does great things, because a lot of times it's a game that, again, you normally wouldn't play, or even if it's an older game that you're like, all right, I missed out on this, and I don't necessarily know if I want to pay the $60 for it, and you play it, and there have been cases where I've gotten it for free, but I've bought DLC after that, so I put money in those folks' pockets, and I'm cool with that.
Or it's like the first game in the series, and you're like, this is pretty fun, and like, oh shit, there's two more.
Yeah. Like, that's awesome. It works well for everyone.
It's a good business model. Because it's what drug dealers do.
It is. It's exactly what drug dealers do. And Nintendo's not doing it right. You got to pay for the drugs up front, and you're getting a different drug every month.
Right?
That's not how you create an addict.
Oh, you're addicted to heroin? That sucks. The free drug this month is Coke.
Ooh, you came for the Coke? Oh, yeah. Man, you missed it by like a week. It's Special K now, bro.
Snort this white crap.
I don't want to take tranquilizers this month. Well, that's what you get.
Right?
Go to sleep, ho.
Now, if you want that Coke, though, that is so slimy, man.
It is. It's a terrible business model. And I'm going to say it again. Fuck you, Nintendo.
Damn. I think we're like probably the only like video game outlet on the internet that is mad at Nintendo. Everyone else is just fucking...
Well, that's our claim to fame.
Eating the dick. Eating Nintendo's dick. And we're telling Nintendo to eat a dick.
Right. The dick eating is going in the wrong direction.
It's the Nintendo FU.
Because like Zelda...
That's their business model.
Zelda looks great. Like, I haven't been excited about a Zelda game in years.
Dude. Nintendo bait and switch.
That game looks fucking awesome.
But it looks fucking awesome. But am I gonna go through all this bullshit? Am I going to jump through all these fucking hoops? Probably not. I won't play it.
Yeah, I'll get around to playing it eventually.
Hey, one day it'll be emulated.
Or when I can, like, I finally got a Wii because I got it used and it was cheap. Right. Maybe that'll happen with this. I'll pick one up for $100 on Craigslist or something. Then I can play Zelda.
That price drop is going to come soon for that thing, and it's going to come hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
There'll be a pre-order for the price drop, though.
Of course.
You got to get on the list get it for $150.
The price drops, you'll have to sign up.
And don't then worry. while you're waiting, it's $10 a month.
That's right. To be on the wait list for the price drop, you have to pay a monthly fee.
And they haven't even fucking said what that cost is per month for that shit.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck Nintendo. Fuck Japan.
Damn. Whoa. The whole country?
No, I didn't mean that.
Nah, baby, I'll take that back.
I'll take it back. I'm just hot. I'm hot right now.
Yeah, so I think everyone just needs to slow the roll a little bit and just let the fucking thing come out.
Yeah.
It's just like pre-ordering a game. Don't do it. Wait for it to come out. Read the reviews. See what people are saying.
Snipper clips, though.
And then make an informed decision instead of just jumping to it because you're a fucking fanboy.
Like, my idea of pre-ordering a game, and I've done this maybe like two or three times over the last couple of years. Like, I'll pre-order it on PSN like the Saturday before it comes out. And that's only if there's a good incentive for it. Because usually by then... There's a couple of reviews that have come out, so you
there's
get an idea.
There's the people
what it's
who
like.
Got early access, so they could do their hyping YouTube videos and shit.
Like, which that's its own shitty thing that we can talk about at some point, but
which we will never be asked to do.
Yeah, if you want, send us some games. You want us to hype your game? I will say good things about anything for free. Send me stuff.
He will.
Ryan will sell out in a heartbeat.
Are you kidding me? I have no fucking soul. I have no scruples or morals.
We have a reputation for being trill. So if you want a dishonest review, people will believe it.
Yeah.
Send us your shitty game and we will praise the hell out of
it. Yeah, hell yeah.
No, not really.
I will.
If you have a good game. Okay, Ryan will praise the hell out of your game as long as it's free. Even if it's a terrible game, who gives a shit if you get it for free?
I don't know, because it would be funny for people to like jump on our website or something and
you
be
just
like,
see
you
that.
Fucking asshole, this game is dog shit.
You want to see
why the fuck did you believe me?
The CCOG bump? You want that to be a thing?
Yep.
Give me the CCOG bump.
Someday.
I am an untrustworthy alcoholic. Why would you ever believe me? That's your own fucking fault for downloading, fucking Bass Pro Hunter 17.
Oh, God.
Cabela's the deer hunter.
Yeah.
That should be a game, the deer hunter.
Oh, man.
It ends with Russian roulette.
Starring Christopher Walken. Right.
And Robert De Niro. I think it was De Niro in that.
Wait, wasn't what's his face in it? The Green Goblin?
He just said Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe. Okay. Did you say that? I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah. No,
can he be the guy shooting the deer?
No.
Bit crazy?
He's the one shooting himself in the head.
Yeah.
He needs to be shot.
That's just the whole game. Like, you go hunting for deer, you just end up shooting yourself.
No, it starts out, you're hunting deer with your friends, but then you go off to war, and shit just gets ugly.
Shit takes a super lift.
It turns into an FPS, and then at the end, it's a gambling game where you die. It doesn't end well.
No.
There's no happy ending in The Deer Hunter, the game.
Cabela's the deer hunter.
But then we could go the Capcom route and make like the live action version of it. Make Deer Hunter the movie, the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Deer Hunter the game.
Of course.
The movie. Cabela's Fan-made. Deer Hunter the game, the movie.
Fan made.
And then make a game based off of it.
Yeah.
Like Street Fighter. Like
exactly,
Street
that's Fighter. What I was talking about.
Yeah.
The game, the movie, the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Dude, that game was so fucking terrible.
God. It was like, hey, you guys want to make a Street Fighter game, but try to make it like Mortal Kombat, but not do it very well? Absolutely. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
It sells itself.
Dude. But wasn't Mortal Kombat originally supposed to be a Van Damme game? So now it's come full circle.
Yes, it was.
Oh. Yeah.
Originally, he was supposed to be the star of that.
Yeah.
And then he backed out because they said it was going to be violent. He's like, all right, fine, never mind.
Wait, he kicks people in the face for a living.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't, like, rip skulls out and shit.
He would if he could.
He does the splits a lot.
He does do the splits a lot.
Yeah. That's why, on the internet. That's why Johnny Cage ended up being such a fucking goofball.
Because they were mocking.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
They're being petty.
Well, you know.
Tom Petty has made a living out of it, so he's
Jesus
built a
Christ.
Great career.
Well, that's what happens. They were trying to run down a dream.
All right, I'm gonna play you out on that one.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, thanks for listening. I hope we could brighten your day.
Hold on, let's plug some things.
So, yeah, tuftedneedle.com.
Yeah, stop free falling over there, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let's turn this off for a second. Casual Couch Gaming is brought to you by tuftedneedle.com. If you want to get a mattress, then you buy one on the internet. Tuftedneedle.com.
It's not even a real plug.
That's the best live read, maybe of all time.
Reading that copy, man.
Like when they create the Radio Hall of Fame, you're going in for that.
Yeah.
First ballot.
Balls deep.
Casual Cowards of Gaming.
Going all the way in.
Is brought to you by ClickList. Buy groceries on the internet and get them at a store. ClickList.com.
So hold on. Let's actually be legit about this. I don't know what ClickList is.
Dude, you can like buy groceries and then just go down to Fry's.
We're they'll not even, sponsored by
they'll bring them out and just put them in your car. You don't have to go inside.
So wait.
That's pretty legit.
You order it?
You order it. You go down to Fry's or you feed people on the East Coast, Kroger. And you just, seriously, you're like, I'll be there at 11. You set up your time to pick up your groceries. You park in the parking. Have you seen them at Fry's? It's a ClickList spot.
No, I haven't seen
them. Right in front of the front.
They bring your groceries out to
you. They bring them out and put them in your car.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's super lazy. It's awesome.
Wait, are we seriously not sponsored by these guys?
No, we're not sponsored by anybody.
We're not sponsored by anyone.
We're also not sponsored by Tuft & Needle.
Yet.
I just think, I YouTube videos, like seriously.
Broke my heart, man.
You said you could get a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably talk to somebody at work.
You say that every time we record, nothing.
We need to find an episode probably where we don't swear as much.
Well, it's not happening. Good luck. Do you want me to beep one?
I would say the episodes with us talking about eating dicks probably not a good place to start.
Every YouTube video that I watch.
Casual Cowards of Pussies.
Is about sponsored by mattresses for some reason. And I don't understand why.
Oh, yeah. Like Casper and all that shit. Yeah,
that one, Tufted Needle, Casper.
Well, Lisa.com.
It's because they all use the same company to
Lydia,
place their ads.
Lydia.com, the learning one. Mm-hmm. So let's sell mattresses. Mattress people, if you're listening, give us some money and we'll sell mattresses for you.
Right. I mean, we pass out.
Yeah, I sleep all the time. I sleep every day.
Every day.
I'll put one in the spare room, so when I wake up in there, for some reason.
What's the first and last thing you touch every single day?
My dick.
Close. Your mattress. Lisa.com.
Oh, man. All right, let's play you out again, because that was pretty good. All right.
That's good copy. That's good copy.
God damn it. That's a great tagline. All right.
What's the first and last thing you touch every day?
Yeah.
Your dick?
Close.
Your mattress. Oh, we're going to be rich. Oh, we're going to be rich off of mattress ads.
We're raking in the dough from this podcast. All right.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. For episode 83, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chet there.
I'm Charles.